Chapter 2. It was foolishness, of course. Trey was clear on that. Even as he followed her out of the bar, distracted by the easy sway of her hips, he knew he should walk her back to the spaceport and send her home. He also knew he wouldn't. He had watched her since she arrived at the pub, trailing behind her boisterous friend like a silent and elegant shadow, uncomfortable and out of place, and simply breathtakingly lovely. It was her beauty he had dwelled on at first, her tall, slim figure, elegant and regal in her telltale gray and black uniform, the curve of her jaw, the dark hair tumbling in curls into her wide, expressive brown eyes. It took him longer to recognize the depth of her discomfort, and longer still to detect the intensity of her desire to escape. She was laughing and joking with the others, but she was not drinking liquor, and he realized she was deflecting more than making conversation. When she had come up to the bar, he had admired her walk, but he had noticed how careful she was not to touch anyone as she worked her way through the crowd. He had not planned on talking to her. During his years with PSI, he had learned not to socialize with Central Corps soldiers, but watching her, he had become curious. Listening to her gentle dismissal of the flirtatious young man, intrigued, and upon speaking to her, she was so refreshingly direct and, much to his astonishment, interested. He tended to dismiss romantic attention as a byproduct of his past, but she had said nothing of his former profession and had not even reacted when that jackass Luvidovich had brought it up. Damn the man. Trey would have to kill him someday, he was certain. He could not bring himself to view that eventuality with much regret. The evening was cool and felt cooler lit only by the faint glow of the bricks edging the sidewalk. "Are you cold?" he asked, looking down at her. In the dim light, she looked exotic and alien, a strange creature from another world. She shook her head and smiled, glancing at him with that odd mix of shyness and desire he had noticed in the pub. "I grew up outside of Juneau," she explained. He must have looked confused because she laughed. "It's in Alaska, on Earth, very far north. This would be a warm summer night." "I have never been to Earth," he told her. "Is it all so cold?" "No, in fact, most of it isn't."